Okay. Okay, we'll start with Donald. So, you...
You feel a tightness in your chest.
Oh. I take my heart out and I look at it.
What about that?
Yeah, I suppose that would be a bad idea. Actually, I can just get in front of a mirror and make myself invisible, except for my circulatory system.
Does that pick you up? Give you a heart attack?
Oh, good point.
So one night you're walking to visit. Now you're a writer.
The library.
You got some books about writing.
I like the library.
Grammar 101.
Lost in thought, thinking about reading. You can do that back home. You don't have books back where you come from.
It's true.
They have stone tablets.
When I go home, I shall introduce writing to my people.
Blasphemy.
Oh, damn, poor old tradition. How do you know they don't have it wrong?
Okay. And you're accosted by two youths.
Okay.
Hey, lady, give me all your money. Yeah, man. Give me the money.
You better be careful.
How old are they?
Like teenagers. Older teenagers. No, just some, you know, a couple young punks. Lily has a knife, though.
That's probably Peter Pan's friend.
That could be.
No, it's a bit too old for Peter.
What time is it?
He only likes the real young.
That's true.
Preaching.
What time of day is it?
It is dusk.
Okay. It's like, shouldn't you guys be home on the school night?
I didn't come out here for no bat shots from you.
That's all he's going to get.
Oh.
Run along.
All right, so there's another voice behind you.
Okay.
It's a girl. She says, guys, hurry up, Paul. Paul says he needs the money now.
Who says they need the money for what?
Paul. Some guy named Paul.
Paul?
We have to get the money. Hey, Paul.
She means Paul.
What do you need the money for? Turn around. Who's Paul?
The healer.
Healer?
Healer.
Healer.
Our dealer.
They didn't have drug tags then, did they?
Sure they did. Especially in Hawaii.
That's true. Oh, those music plants.
Opium.
Opium.
From the Orient. Asian bastards.
So you turn back to look at
drug money, huh?
Make a charisma roll.
12.
The girl screams, John, no! But John attacks you.
Okay.
It's Green Arrow. Don't worry, Green Arrow will save you.
So, let's see. Well, maybe you'll... You don't have anything up yet.
No, probably not.
But you know, you have dex.
5.
5?
Well, martial arts. Well, I'm surprised that probably doesn't get a chance to kick in.
Yeah, not yet. So, he makes a staff for you, but he's obviously not very good.
Okay.
Even though you had your back turned, and he caught you by surprise.
He goes lunging past me.
Lunging past you.
Hmm.
He's too nervous. That's the problem.
Could be. He's too strung out.
Just ignore him.
No, eventually we'll hit.
Sure. But now I can defend myself.
True. I pulled out a knife.
Great. So.
Be a communicator.
You guys need. Yeah. So, you guys sound like you need some help.
No.
Is this a. You owe Paul and he's gonna hurt you situation? Or is this a we need drugs because we haven't had any in a while situation?
A little bit of both, actually.
It is a little bit of both. Well, she says she needs him to pay him back. Feeling a taxi. Are you defending yourself at all?
Yeah, I'll block him if he.
Okay. So if I roll high, you can try to block.
Okay. So, there's got to be some sort of drug programs or hospitals or
yeah.
Whatever. Like, well, if you guys want to come with me and try to sober up, I'll take care of your problem with Paul.
They call it the big house.
Like no prison roll.
18.
Oh, now you roll high.
Okay.
Well, you convinced the girl.
Okay,
let's do attack you again. Because guys, you know, this is...
Uh-huh.
A little harder to convince. Try to block him. So you'll need like 7. They both hit you, so you need 7. Okay, you block one. You can do something to him if you want.
I take his knife away.
Okay.
And the other guy, 11.
Okay, so you block the other guy. You take one of their knives away. Give
him if you guys come with me, I'll give you your stuff back.
So the girl entreats John to give up. Let's see if that works.
John says, no way. I'll die just like you
up. I don't want to have to hurt your friend.
Which one are you talking to?
I'm talking to the girl.
Girl?
Don't make me hurt you.
You know, sometimes I get this way. He attacks again. Eventually, I roll way up. And then you're dead. Just like every other hero, I thought they could ignore the attack. Roll some.
Yep. 15.
Okay. So you walk the guy with a knife again.
Okay. Alright. Enough of this.
Cool.
Enough. Yeah, snap one of their spots. That'll teach them.
Yeah, that'll teach
them. That'll give them a good warning. You're in your civilian clothes.
Yeah, so what'd she call him? The guy with the knife still? Okay, John, just give me the knife and let's go.
No, you took John's knife.
Oh, okay.
So
you
the
got other
the
guy. Oh, I haven't.
John's friend.
He's just John's friend. He's good.
Okay, John's friend. Hand over the knife or run along.
I'll hand it to you.
Alright, I'm going to try to take it away from him.
Okay.
Well, just snap the other knife and show him.
Oops, you rolled up. So go ahead and roll so you can grab the knife.
8. Oh, with martial arts?
Yeah.
Or?
No, you grab the knife.
Okay.
That's not hard. You are a superhero.
With your face.
Teeth. Alright, so you take the knife from the other guy, too. Now the girl starts berating them for these two. And then they give up.
Okay. Come on.
All right.
Take them to a shelter or the hospital first, I guess.
Sure, to the hospital. You can take them to the hospital, they have detox.
Yeah. Okay. So I'll get them checked in there, and ask them about who Paul is and how much money they owe him. And
$10.
Please. $20 bucks, man! Where are we going to score that kind of cash?
They owe him a couple hundred.
Well, this is 1941, so 10 bucks is a lot.
It's true. A couple hundred is
quite a bit.
Tons.
Considerable.
So me and you are millionaires.
So, you guys... So, while on the way there, I'll just try to get their story. And so, you guys are just users. You aren't pushers or anything, are you? It's going to be a lot... He's not going to be as willing to let you go. You're just customers. He probably won't care. If you're actually working for him, that might get tricky.
Paul.
I'll explain to them that I'm a private detective and I can help them.
Oh, okay. So... They're actually supposed to start, you know, healing.
Okay.
But like some guys jumped them and took all their drugs.
Okay. So now they owe for the drugs that they lost.
Yeah.
Okay. You guys really aren't cut out for this line of work. I'll get them checked in. You guys, you know, go through this, get clean. I'll help you find jobs. And I'll go find Paul and pay him back what you owe him and try to get him to leave you guys alone.
Gee, that'd be great.
So, where can I find him?
Make a roll.
13.
Okay, so she gives you the address.
Okay.
So, as you finish talking to them,
mm-hmm.
See a Cadillac drive away.
Okay.
That's him right there. You just missed him.
I make a note of the license plate number.
Okay. Now we're going to air. So do you ever go out on patrol?
Why would I do that?
That's what I thought. So, you're in your lap.
I might have to go to the 7-Eleven to get some more coffee. It's
true.
Or Radio Shack.
Can you have it delivered? Have your lab system get it?
I probably could, but he got lost last time.
Do you pee in a bottle so you don't have to leave your computer?
All the time.
Catherine. So, you...
Next time I'll just say,
actually,
don't hurt me, take my purse.
Hey, Dr. Jones, I'm going for some coffee. Do you get anything?
No, I'm okay.
I'm good. Cool.
I'll continue my research on the shards.
I'll get a bag of beef jerky when I'm at the supermarket. Mm.
Jerky.
Okay, so today you enter, there's a visiting professor from the UK, he's also into robotics.
Ooh.
Okay.
And he wanted to, and he's here to, you know, for an exchange of ideas, the
What's
UK.
If his name ain't an evil sounding, you know.
Hulan Humanet. Humanet.
Hulan Humanet.
Oh, it's the...
Yep.
Okay. Dr. Jones, this is...
You know who it is, right?
Dr. Humanet. Humanet, Dr. Jones.
Hello.
Dr. Jones.
He works in radiation therapy.
Yeah.
He ignores you.
Oh, okay. You know who it is, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's Shannon.
Yeah.
It's Ultra Humanet, right? If your name sounds like it.
Who knows?
What can I help you with?
I had the, I'm the head of the robotics research in the United Kingdom.
Okay.
And our work is going fairly well, but we heard that, you know, in the U.S., you are the man to talk to for, top robotic research.
On this island?
In the U.S.
Oh, in the
U.S.
Kind of her.
Well, he's a genius. Nobody else has done robotics.
What's a robot? Okay?
Yeah.
So he wants some.
So, you know, I was thinking, yeah, demonstration.
Okay. I call the robot out.
Oh. Yeah, she'd be like, you know, having to do things.
Yeah. I'll have him make some tacos.
Perhaps you could, you know, destroy your sister.
Yeah.
Wait, Kate.
Only accidentally.
I give the robot a couple bucks to tell him to go to the 7-Eleven and get some coffee.
Yeah.
I mean to say that you shouldn't need this stuff.
Convenience store destroyed.
Alright.
Rampaging robots.
So make a scientist roll.
Simple.
I love
11. He rolled up a one.
Double one. So you talk to him.
You're a robot.
And Professor.
And he's carrying the coffee bar.
I can see how your research is lags way behind ours in the UK. Well, you have a rather primitive robot.
Stiffing you, man.
Double ones. Way to go, man.
He's wondering where the monkey fits.
Oh, man.
Obviously. People seem to know anything about robotics. Seems your qualifications came out of reading Jules Verne's novel.
Oh,
clearly because you haven't had your morning coffee.
Drink some coffee. Drink some.
Maybe I just need my coffee.
Let's see. Well, so he tries to explain to you the theory of robotics. 6. So he doesn't roll too well.
Mm-hmm.
But
I try to avoid laughing.
He's actually pretty good at robotics. Oh. Suspiciously good.
You're an android.
Also humanoid.
I don't even know what that is.
It's an old drone.
Yeah. Okay. He obviously knows this stuff, even though. But he's also not telling you, like, everything.
Okay.
Because apparently you're almost...
You were trying to bullshit him.
You're just a little bit above John, you know.
I'll never live that one down.
Nope. Hell, I could probably do better than that.
Robots. That's like, you know, the thing. You put the thing in that...
Yeah, like the thing. Tin Man from The Wizard of Oz.
But he says he's going to... visit a couple other sites, you know, just to see, just a goodwill thing, and then you'll be back, and okay. Perhaps you'll have something to show them.
Okay.
In, you know, a couple days. Perhaps, you know, having, you know, a week's notice wasn't enough. Time to get prepared.
Mm-hmm. I make some
jokes.
You have a machine that makes toast? My God!
Oh, yeah. There's another one.
Brilliant!
I just can't function in the morning without my toast and coffee.
I must return to the UK and patent this idea.
So if you're doing this,
you're too late.
UK, eh? So it's British? Speaks for an accent?
Sure.
That's it. You've been patenting my inventions, that's why you got two.
Quick roll. You were in the room. Watching the simulation.
Well, somebody has to patent, huh?
Keep my ear open.
9. Yeah, he sounds British.
Hey, what do I
know? You
know. British, Australian, they're all the same.
They're all more or less
British,
same.
German, they're all the same.
Yeah, so English.
What was his name again?
Ulan Humanet.
Ulan Humanet.
Mm-hmm. Oops. Melanie's not here. Oh, well.
And John Smith.
And that's a British name?
Yeah, I had a more British name before.
What, were you reading the wrong name on the paper?
No, I just made one up.
Oh, okay.
He forgot he had a name on the paper to read.
But he says, my parents are German.
Oh.
And they moved to the... Very interesting. The England one.
German. Get out. Hey, look, you want a military car. Base?
So
the hell are they
thinking?
Where
did you study? Cambridge?
God, what is it? In Cambridge,
Oxford.
Cambridge, Oxford.
That's what, Eton?
Or is that a...
He could have
elementary
come
through
Samson, went to MIT. That's likely as well.
Nah, he's
pretty. Homeschooled.
He was homeschooled. He says Cambridge.
Okay.
Oh, so then you know Professor Fu.
Professor Fu? I killed him.
Professor Fu. I'm MIT, so I don't know much about Cambridge. You have a good robotics department?
I don't even know what I am. Radiation.
Better now that I'm...
radiation?
One of the head professors.
Bell Labs. So academic research, or are you partitioned to the military?
That's okay, I'm not even human.
I do some of both.
Okay.
Makes citizenship kind of an issue.
So you fake all your papers?
Apparently.
That'd be nice if I could do some of it, if this is mostly military research. They always want me to make, you know, red dye or something that shows up to airplanes or whatever.
A waste of your, well, actually, you have so many talents, you have so many people to say that.
True.
Yeah, okay.
But I usually get that accomplished in a couple minutes, and take it away.
Ah, that's good.
And my gifts are.
Yeah, we always have tips.
Mm-hmm.
Should work on a coffee machine.
It's integrated in the robot.
Just needs being there.
So anyway, we'll be back in a couple days. Give you another chance.
Okay.
You should make a replicator for this. Buy one bag of beans and nothing's forever.
Mm.
Ooh.
Okay. Buy one bag of money, you have money forever.
Yeah.
Well, that's illegal. You don't want to do anything illegal.
Well, I guess it would be illegal.
Money doesn't seem to be that hard to come by.
I guess beans will be illegal.
You just have to keep rolling really big numbers.
Of course, I can strike like a gold.
That's true.
And it's perfectly legal.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you patrol at night? Or, you know, any time? Do you ever patrol? Go patrolling? I also stay at home, so.
Do I look like I don't patrol? No, I think I usually spend my free time in the hospital, reading to my wife.
Way to roleplay, man.
Well,
you know. Okay, so you're at the hospital, reading to your wife.
And a hot nurse. No. That's the X-ray version. No.
Hello, nurse.
So, you know, it's been, whatever, 5 months. She hasn't moved at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Even a little bit?
Not even a little bit.
Give up, man.
Her eyes moving? Like, she's dreaming?
No.
No? Nothing?
Nothing. Well, I mean, not like you're there all the time. But you're there enough, you know. Just when I'm just when I'm there. Why not?
They're still around doing stuff.
You might have set up some motion sensors.
No, it's okay.
You notice that pile of paperback romance novels has moved from the left table to the right table.
What?
I think to myself.
So the doctor comes in and says, you know, it doesn't look too good for your wife. You know, if she was going to come out of it, she probably would have come up by now.
Mm. I never lose hope, I say.
Never. So at this point, you know, the chances are pretty slim.
No!
But.
Okay.
There is an experimental procedure.
Ooh, experimental. Tell me about the experimental procedure. We chop her head off and breathe it for about 100 years.
Side effects may be
very worried.
Superpowers.
Yeah. You invented the experiment. Even more worried if I did.
No, they're saying no.
And that's what I was doing, experimental. I worked
on it.
Well, I wasn't catatonic, so different situations.
It's true.
Are you still mostly wheeling around in your wheelchair?
Yeah.
Okay.
So
I still got to make you a better wheelchair.
Yeah, yeah.
Rocket power.
Yeah.
Of course.
With machine guns.
Oh, which reminded me. Okay, we'll do that after this. So,
yeah, experimental procedure.
Yeah, so it's mostly chemical based.
Chemical based, huh?
You know, lots of rare chemicals that, you know, injected into our body. Excuse me.
What kind of chemicals?
Names a bunch. You've heard of some of them. Some of them are being experimental.
Make him roll a scientist.
All right, make him roll a scientist.
Chemotherapy.
It is his specialty.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, radiation is my specialty.
Yeah. So, no, it's just a couple of experimental medical chemicals that you've heard about.
Any drawbacks?
Well, they are experimental.
What are the drawbacks?
It might not work.
That's it? No side effects? Might not work and she might die, or might not work,
not
the same.
Not in any other lab I don't think tested it on. We've only tested it on a couple of people.
So no side effects, it's just either works or doesn't work.
They haven't really tested it on humans yet.
She might come out of the coma and not know who you are.
Well, they haven't tried that yet.
Or who she is.
This is a good decision. Can I think about this?
Yeah. Oh, he's also said it's... But unfortunately, it's also very expensive.
How expensive? Give me a figure.
Doesn't the government pay for that?
No way, man.
We already asked. No, they're not going to pay for this. Let's see. What did I say here? Well, so they asked us it, and no, they're not going to pay.
No.
It's a wealth check of 12.
Damn.
Wow.
Well, I've got a wealth of 11. I can help.
Well, I don't know you, though.
That's true.
You don't know your secret identity. Although you do know John Gilmore's secretary makes a lot of money.
Yeah, but I don't know. Just go around asking someone for money.
That's true. You can turn to a life of crime.
There we go.
Nobody ever suspects a guy in a wheelchair.
I have to get back to you on that. I have to think about
it. Okay.
I don't know if in my secretary role I ever meet. No, I wouldn't meet you. I meet Brad sometimes, maybe, but I probably wouldn't meet Dr. Jones.
Yeah, that's right. Occasionally.
So he's got a secret identity, too, so I don't know that the wife of his secret identity is in the hospital.
So,
I'm the only one with the pelvic identity.
Can we call for the sharks?
Oh, yeah.
Shark research.
Yes.
Nice.
Work in progress. You do have a...
I sense a disturbance in the force.
So we caught one, right?
Yeah, you caught one. So you did finally come up with a little dart gun that would put someone with that kind of radiation, a shark with that kind of radiation, to sleep.
Okay.
Very specific.
Dark gun. Dark gun, shark radiation.
Anti-radiated shark.
Basically, those two sharks.
Yeah.
Because I'm the only one who did that radiation.
Right. Special anti-radiation thing. So it should knock them out. Boy. And you think, you know, if you had it when you were fighting the shark, it would have been much easier.
Okay, so now we have it. If we come across sharks again.
Where did you get that? Huh? I totally lost where we went from his wife to that dark gun.
Oh. He
asked if he could make a roll.
Yeah, because I was doing research, you know.
Before. He's been doing continuous research on those sharks. On the shark that you guys fought. The radiation shark.
Yeah, radiation sharks. Suspicious.
Mortal enemy.
It's strange though, those sharks are superpowers and I didn't. I stress that. I did not get superpowers. No, I don't. I keep saying during lunch, I did not get superpowers.
Are you okay, Dr. Jones?
I don't say that.
So, I wanted you.
No powers whatsoever.
Talk to Rad and see if he knows anything.
Yeah, you said, oh, that reminds
okay.
me. So you guys wanted a communicator, like, a little communicator.
Yeah.
Let's see. So this one is has a range of 25 miles, which is what you wanted. It scrambles. It does images.
Ooh, does images?
Wow. Yeah, so you can, well, very yeah. small one.
And kind of like Super Friends, right?
Well,
you see
yeah, yeah.
Face.
Dick Tracy.
TV yeah,
watch.
It's like a Dick Tracy
yeah,
watch.
I'm thinking a cross between a cell phone and a Dick Tracy watch.
Well,
occasionally a mall function, but you don't know about that.
Ooh, occasionally.
I do, though.
You do. Well, you don't think it's a anything.
You don't think it's a malfunction.
Yeah.
It's a feature.
It's a feature.
Yeah, but I need them.
And so it's going to cost 24 VR points for each person that wants.
Okay. 24 hero points.
And then for Eric, you could actually build the first one.
Build it first before I spend hero points.
Let's see. How do you do this?
Hero points, I forgot. Where's my hero point total?
Should be upper left.
HP. Hit points.
7.
Oh. Wow, you only got 7 left? You spend a lot.
Never mind.
So you won't get a watch this week.
Okay.
I don't know if I want a watch this week.
What?
Suppose I should have one.
Everyone should get one. Later confession.
Then I have to explain why I have one.
Okay, so first you have to have a plan.
No, just make it invisible.
So the
that's a good plan.
Well, it's much easier with a plan. So you make a plan, and it costs you 2 hero points.
Okay.
Okay, then you have to construct the body. And it's going to be a your gadget tree versus the body 2, which is what body you have. It doesn't break it. It's too easily.
Make it unbreakable.
So go ahead and roll.
Yes, make it out of anime tag.
Okay. And then paint it. I'll tell you what. Everyone I make, I'll like borrow the prototype that I'm making for which is one of the other people that I have on this week.
Sure.
So I think.
So you have 9 versus 2.
16.
1, 2, 3. 9 versus 2, plus 1, 2, 3, 11, 5. So it takes you about 30 seconds to make the body.
Done.
So now to put the radio communication gear, it's. 9 versus 5.
9.
So 9 versus 5. 9. Is there anything? So that's just standard. 4. 14. Which would give you. Like half a day.
Okay.
That takes like a day. Okay, and then you actually. So someone's gonna have to pay for the parts. Actually, you have to each pay for your own parts, so.
What's the wealth check on the parts?
Well, it's 10 AP wealth check.
Jesus Christ.
Here's mine.
How many you two have watched? Strangely.
Let's see.
So, that means you roll your wealth versus... 11? 12? 10?
Versus 10. So you can increase your wealth in a couple ways. You can increase your wealth by 1 for each
bank?
For each bank point you have. Or the bank point can also be used for to try again. So you can either make a lot, as many checks as you have bank points, plus
check eating a bank point?
Yeah. So you get 4 checks in the month, free. Well, those are the extra 4,
uh-huh.
plus checks in the bank. So you can make all those and hope you roll high. You could put them all, you can try to put them all and increase your wealth for that one check. You could also spend hero points.
Hero points? How does that work?
Like normal.
Oh, really?
Like 3 hero points to increase your wealth by 1 for that check.
Okay.
I'm just going to roll. You have to, so... With an 11 versus a 10, I need to roll an 11?
9, I think.
9?
11. No, 9, yeah.
Yeah, you need to roll. So first, so you need to build yours.
I guess I won't get a watch today.
Because I only have 5 hero points, so I'm thinking the prototype that I'm making for, Sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So we instigated it. So I'm pretty sure this one.
You're gonna have one of the perks.
Where did Dave come up with the money?
So you'll be a negative for a bit.
I thought I came up with it.
But I'll come up with the money.
Communication loss, but for the prototype. I didn't think about the cost.
Where did Sweet come up with the money for the prototype?
There's no money.
That was just an idea.
I'll put the money for the prototype.
Wait, he has a treasure.
You make the wealth roll.
He has his treasure box.
It's 10 wealth.
What's your wealth?
My wealth is 7.
So you're doing 7 versus
10.
You need a 13.
So you can just make multiple rolls, or you can increase your wealth.
12.
So. Should have added that.
11. Well, you get 4 free rolls this week, right?
Yeah.
No,
well, do it off your bank, and then you're going to get the rolls at the end.
Bank. Use your bank.
Use the bank?
Right now you're using your bank. And then at the end of the session, you get 4 more.
Okay.
So, I mean, you can use it up to 4.
13. There you go.
Okay, so it only took you 3 bank checks.
We all know.
If you want the watch.
There's no way, man.
Are you all going to get them eventually?
I can't get them. My wealth is 4.
So you have a minus 26 hero points. For the, you know, just fine. You can't really use 5 hero points for anything in this adventure anyway. Mm-hmm.
So I get a hero
point. Don't you have band points?
Well, yeah. I don't know, it's 9.
Okay. Well, maybe you need to save.
I still need a 13 or 11.
That's true.
For one roll.
So you could save up this week. This month.
Maybe
and
I can
you
scroll high on my wealth check.
That's true.
Like that.
And then you become rich.
What if I roll 40?
Well, that would be almost as rich as Donald.
Except I'm going to roll 42.
42?
Alright. So that prototype, which will be sweet. Or are you going to let me go into a deficit so I can have 9?
You can have deficit, so you can have it. So right now it's yours. So. It's going to be kind of useful to be on
this
spot.
True. I should
get one. All right. Hello.
Damn.
Who's I need
14.
Okay.
Okay.
That was one of your bad points. And 24 hero points.
And you're
No, you don't have to roll those.
Oh, I don't have to roll to make a second.
No. After you've gotten the first successful prototype, you can just turn them out.
Okay.
Okay. Well, at least two of you have those watches. Hopefully.
I have so few bank points. Why do you have so few bank points?
Because he's been donating all his money.
You can also use it for donating. Now you find out why you might need them.
I don't need them.
There are other reasons, too.
Would you make a replicating machine so you can make some money?
Okay.
So I can make some money.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a replicator. Replicate gold. Gold!
It's going to be pretty expensive.
Bang. Bang.
You could actually do that, though. You could make a machine that turns stuff into something else. It would be kind of expensive. Mm-hmm.
You should just get the superpower that does that.
True.
That would be more expensive. Yeah. Although, it's not wealth expensive. It's just
die and make a new hero.
New hero.
Free.
Or you can fall into a vat of chemicals and have the powers all change.
Oh, yeah, cool. Lab accident. Lab accident.
Does the character permanently turn one element into another element?
First one.
Yeah.
The element or compound must be 90% pure. First
one's sort of better. Yeah, just that will do it.
I'll pay for yours.
You pay for mine?
Yeah. If I make it on the first game.
Okay. Cool.
Well, are we having a little superhero meeting? Did we?
Well, probably for this.
These out or something?
Probably for these.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you can't afford it, I can... Well, you offer it first. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, you can more
so
easily afford it.
So, technically, we'll just get everyone to...
True.
All we need to do is spend the hero point on.
You can pay for sweets, maybe.
He's not here.
The other members of the group will be able to afford it, probably.
Probably not. Depends on how much money they have in the bank.
Probably not, but you can figure that out tomorrow.
Hey,
make the roll?
24 points.
All right. Communicator. Risk communicator.
And that costs 25 hero points.
24, right?
24 for him. So 26 for the first side, 24 for all the rest.
Was the 26 counting the two for the plans or not?
Yes.
Okay, good.
And then if you have 12 rolls, you would have to take more hero points. Take that first prototype. Okay. So now you all have the...
I can talk to each other.
Which might... All right. Which might be bad for the adventure. Who knows? Maybe not. Nah. I was figured, you know, with your powers, you could probably blow away the adventure, you know. Be careful. But I'll assume you know. You're going to be more enthusiastic and make mistakes.
Yeah.
Like you usually do.
Yes.
Sure.
Always make mistakes.
So we did those. Also fun. So Donald, so you put him in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're gonna see the you're gonna see their dealer.
Uh huh.
Okay. Okay, so you walk over there. And so Paul lives in a, you know, kind of nice neighborhood.
Okay.
In an apartment. You know, they give you a dagger. Apartment,
okay.
Second floor. So you can do several things. Just take him down non-violently, that won't happen. Make it harder for yourself. Or at least make it easier for himself. Right? Looking like a total idiot.
I made it harder on myself?
Slightly.
I was doing the right thing.
That's true. Did you realize this is a green adventure?
I'm supposed to be the kick-ass vigilante type?
No, it means if you are the kick-ass vigilante type,
it's easier.
But, you know, being a superhero sometimes is going to be a bit harder.
Fair enough. Okay, so...
So what are you going to do? You're going to just walk up there? Knock on the door? No.
Let's see.
Telephone?
That's the code.
Diagram?
Stays in.
Landshark. Just Western Union and the money. No, I need to make sure he gets it.
PayPal.
And he leaves them alone. So,
why, if you want to arrest him for stealing my credit?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's phase two if he's not cooperative.
It's too many anyways.
Okay, so I will call him and make an appointment to go over and talk to him.
Okay, so he says hello.
Hi, calling for, what the hell were all their names?
John and Jane.
John and Jane.
And Jack.
Yeah, whatever, Jack.
So, I need to talk to you about, John and Jane.
Really? What about?
Oh, they're in the hospital.
I put them in the hospital.
That's what you should say.
I see.
But, they said that, they had some business to square with you, and they wanted to make sure it got taken care of.
Ah, so you want to take care of this business?
Yes.
Sure, you can come up. You can come over.
Okay.
You know my address?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll be waiting.
All right.
So where did you call from? Like, you know, call the hospital?
Yeah, like a payphone or something.
Okay, so you're going down the street?
From the hospital.
Okay.
So, I'll take a cab and stop by the bank and take out, you know, whatever the couple hundred bucks it was to the other one.
Okay.
and I'll go over.
You go over. Okay, so you go up to the apartment, knock on the door.
Uh-huh.
He opens the door, says, ah, well, whatever your name is. I don't think you keep me.
Henny.
Oh, come in. Would you like a drink?
Thanks. So, they weren't entirely...
So how did you meet the three...
Kunlun?
My three associates.
They tried to stick me up for the money they owe you.
Interesting.
And you put them in the hospital.
So I
now they're in the hospital.
I convinced them it wasn't a good idea, so I tricked them into detox.
Check them. The detox.
So I just came by to give you the money that they owe you here, and to ask you nicely to leave them alone in the future. I'm gonna try to, you know, help them straighten out.
So this is at night or the next day, actually.
Yeah. Same evening, I guess. It's fine.
Okay. So he takes the money and counts it.
Yes.
Thank you.
Dollar.
1, 2,
3. Yeah. 4. Change. Pennies. Stop being that.
Looks like it is all here.
What's good?
Unfortunately.
No problem, then.
Time for me to go.
Unfortunately.
Oh.
It seems like someone's been talking too much.
You know, just a little too much.
About what?
Oh, see. Okay. Perhaps I should read this whole speech. It was kind of corny. Oh well. Sorry, lady. But this is the end of the line for you. I can't take any chances. Someone's been talking too much lately. So we're helping people who talk too much solve that problem permanently. Those kids squealed on me last night, and they're gonna get it.
Oh, ho. Oh.
And then he pulls out a gun on you.
Okay.
Well, they never learn.
Well, before you do anything foolish, I should explain to you that, you know, I am a detective.
I'm a prominent member of this community. They will miss my presence.
And, you know, I'm perfectly willing to forget I know you if you're willing to leave them alone.
Let's see, he's gonna,
eat lead.
I definitely get in a defensive posture.
Sure.
Yeah.
So he says, someone's been killing, you know, pushers. But eventually they'll trace it back to me and lift it till I have all the loose ends.
So you've been killing pushers?
Someone's been killing pushers.
Well, if it isn't you, why are you worried that they're going to trace it back to you?
Because people talk like the stupid kid. Like I'm sure you will. But I'll solve the problem.
But if you're not killing them, then you should try to find out who
it is. It doesn't make sense.
I'm confused. You're not making any sense.
We are trying to find out who's killing them.
Well, maybe I can help you with that.
Oh, you can.
Can I mention I'm a detective?
Which makes you doubly dangerous.
I'd hate to have to take your gun away from you and hurt you.
Oh!
Don't make me angry. He wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Had enough talking.
I try to fast talk him and convince him that I'll be, you know, more useful to him on his side than in a hole in the ground.
All right, you can roll. Go get that heart.
Yeah. 13. I don't know what I'm rolling going against. So.
Dun, dun, dun. So you mentioned you're a detective. You're not really, you're just a sucker shrink.
You don't know that. You don't need to know.
I do more detective work than Shannon does.
So I'm thinking, okay, so...
Precisely why you're named Penny.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a dog?
Named Brain. And a white rat named Pinky.
We don't need no help from abroad, especially one that knows John Gilmore.
Oh!
I accidentally mentioned his name.
John Gilmore.
Like
no, if you stand still, I can make this quick.
So you know he sucks, huh? Damn. Okay.
You're going to have to do this a hard
sorry,
way.
Sorry, I'm not going to stand still.
Oh, okay. Good initiative.
Double seven.
Uh-oh.
14.
All right, you go first.
Plus double seven.
I think you're not rolling now.
Yeah, okay. I tried to take the gun away.
Okay, so make a...
Should have saved that second double seven.
Dex versus strength. Again.
Okay. I get to add my martial arts to my dex, right?
You can replace your martial arts, or your dex or your strength to be martial arts.
Okay.
And versus... 4/5.
Alright, so this is dex strength versus 4/5.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll save the martial arts for defense.
Okay.
So. 5. That's a cracker. I don't think so.
Try for the gun. You don't get it. He shoots you.
I try to get out of the way.
So you say. So you're going to use martial arts for dex? So what's
so
your dex now?
7.
Hmm. Okay. He might hit you. Rolls really high. The gun goes off wildly as you struggle for the win. For the weapon. Initiative roll.
15 plus 32 is 47.
Okay, you go first again.
12.
You got the gun, and you rip it from his hand. Don't kill me!
Nope. Now tell me what's going on.
So you're going to try to intimidate him, or just persuade him?
Just persuade him.
You're too nice. Go ahead and roll.
13.
God, those kids talk to you, right? God, I knew it. I told Tony that. He said he'd take care of them.
Who's Tony?
Tony the Tiger? You don't know Tony?
Look.
Everybody knows Tony.
Just tell me what's going on.
You gotta let me go. I tell you. Yes.
Do I? Tell me first, and then we'll see.
That's Tony Lucerno. It's one of the mob bosses.
Okay.
Operates out of the dry cleaner downtown.
Okay. You work for him?
Yeah.
Okay, and he told you to get rid of the kid. Or you told him?
I told him that the kid's squealed. And he said he'd take care of him.
Ooh.
Okay, I guess I'll have to go talk to him next. So, but what's this about people getting killed?
Some group of men have been bustling in our territory, killing pushers.
Okay.
And we've been trying to find out who they are.
Okay. Let him go. Drag him down.
God, let me go. I gotta get out of town.
Or you get killed.
Yeah.
Maybe I should drag him with me and go see Tony.
So anyways, you two are walking
wheeling
home one night. You guys are friends.
Mm-hmm. I'm pushing this wheelchair.
Wheeling home.
All of a sudden,
late one night, wheeling home, you know, after whatever, another late night work, and...
Toast?
Sure.
Okay.
Toast me.
Okay.
And you can both make perception rolls.
Perception?
What's perception?
So your int and your will.
Int will.
Versus is... 4-4.
That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah. 16 plus 14.
36. Let's see.
Wow. So what'd you roll? High alto?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Apparently they're feeling perceptive.
Yeah. Versus what?
4/4. As you look left, there's a guy, so there's like a, so you guys are walking,
mm-hmm.
sort of about here, there's a guy standing here, and there's like an alley,
mm-hmm.
and you notice he has a knife in his hand, he's trying to hide it, you also notice there's a guy here on the roof looking around, there's a guy here on the roof. The next building looking around. And then there's like some guy minding his own business, walking down. He's gonna come out of the alley.
Huh. What do you make of that? Fortunately, I have a public identity.
That's true.
Is there any place I can hide him behind?
Say, quick, take cover and you shove the wheelchair.
Oh!
Down the gutter.
Hey, Dr. June.
Sure. I mean, there's like a mailbox or something you can put behind.
Mailbox?
Shove him in the middle slot.
Dr. June, it looks like there might be some trouble here.
Oh, no.
You think he'll be okay here?
Oh, I hope so. I'll try to wheel away. Behind a building or something. Or in a phone booth. That's it. Phone booth.
And I start crossing the street and have my hand on my laser rifle underneath my coat.
Okay. So the guy comes out and he's attacked by the guy with a knife.
Okay.
So and you shout. So everybody make initiative rolls. Even you.
Really? I'm wheeling away as fast as I can.
That's true. You are wheeling away.
Four so far.
52.
Oh, you got
high
initiative.
They roll
one,
right?
Yeah, 52.
Oh, I think they both got high initiative. That probably helps.
Yeah.
My initiative is only 32. That's a roll. Alright, so you got like 52?
Mm-hmm.
So what do you want to
do? I shall leave that guy alone, and I pull my laser rifle out and point it at the dude, and run over to the street and try to get in the way.
So we don't recognize any of them, right?
Nope, they're just three guys.
How's the guy being shot? Not him either?
Nope, you don't recognize them either.
Okay.
You can shoot the guy.
What weapons is everyone wearing, wielding?
Knife. He's got a some sort of rifle.
Okay.
And so the same for the other guy.
The guy with the rifle and the other guy with the rifle are up on rooftops.
Uh huh.
Okay. I will run across the street and basically throw their victim behind around the corner so that the gunman can't get him. And then I'll.
So you're going to throw the victim
into the gutter.
Down you go.
So we have the gunman. This gunman has a really bad shot. This gunman right now is pretty clear. So I'm going to throw this guy around the corner.
Well, the knife guy is. Because you figure the knife guy can't possibly kill him one shot.
No, I figure I can do that and sidetrack the knife guy. Can I do that and sidetrack the knife guy? Get in his way?
Maybe.
Okay.
So it'll require a roll. So go ahead and roll. Ah, just roll.
15.
Okay. So you pretty much grab the guy, get him across the